Ann Arbor's Downtown Development Authority approved an overall budget of nearly $24 million for the fiscal year that will begin July 1st. The approved budget includes an additional $568,000 in tax increment financing revenues identified by city officials. Per a City Council resolution, $300,000 of these dollars will be put in the DDA's housing fund, and the remainder goes to fund the replacement of light poles along Main Street. DDA Executive Director Susan Pale says the extra TIF funds weren't enough to reach the $300,000 council requested for the light pole replacement project.
The night of the council meeting, they were working with rough numbers as opposed to an exact number. So though the resolution directed $300,000 to the light poles, that's not actually the net amount of the TIF capture. So we'll go to council, as the mayor said, that'll be resolved in the actual numbers. Now that we know the actual cost of the project, we know the actual monies that have been assigned to the DDA budget by the council.
Pale says replacing all of the Main Street light poles will cost about $520,000. The DDA hopes the project can be completed this fall with funds from the city. DDA board member and former city council member Sandy Smith was one of the two votes against the budget. Smith says it doesn't make sense to arbitrarily commit money to the housing fund without projects in mind when there are other needs.
Setting aside money now when there's other really pressing needs doesn't make sense. If there's a project that we can invest in, we can always then allocate the money over to do that. It's also premature. We're sitting down with the housing coordinators of the city and the county just even next week. We do things in a very thoughtful long arc, and so we would rather see how our funds could be useful for them and how we fit into their bigger plan.
Smith says the decision was politically expedient but doesn't make fiscal sense. She said City Council created an issue in their budget that wouldn't have happened if they'd allowed the DDA to use the extra TIF money to cover the entire cost of the streetlights. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.